Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Hello, and welcome to Ladies' Night at the Every Woman Talk Show. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in, and we are bringing you another hot topic on another hot Tuesday. And my name is Nate. I am one of the co-hosts here at the Every Woman Talk Show, and I do have the ladies on the line with me. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Trying to settle down.
Hard on a Tuesday sometimes.
Yes, my baby is sick, and I know he is 18 years old, but when my baby called me from school and said, "Mommy, I'm sick," what did I do? I got in
you
the car and drove to the campus and picked up my baby and brought my baby home. So I said, this is the good thing about him being close.
That's the good thing about him. Oh, did you hug on him and did you squeeze on him and
did you
kiss all on him?
Of course. Now I have his germs and I got him all tucked in and he's resting. And so he says he wishes us a great show and he's going to kind of lay back and listen. But he just wanted to be at home with his mama. That's all.
That's what he wanted.
And he's stressing because, you know, in the semester is next month, a couple of weeks away, you know, trying to make sure that GPA is right. And just, you know, this being his first year is a lot of adjustment. So, you know, but he's doing all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Ladies, how are you? And how is everybody enjoying the nice weather?
Yes. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. Am I the only one who's happy? I'm happy. As long as there's no snow and it's above 30 degrees, 35, 40 degrees, I'm happy. Even when it rained the other day, I was happy.
But they said it's supposed to get cold again.
Okay, how cold is cold?
I don't know, but that's what I heard somebody say today, that the weather, the temperature was supposed to drop again.
Let me tell you.
That's why everybody has damn pneumonia out here. Everybody's so daggone sick.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Cold is when it was 20 and it felt like minus 5. That was cold.
No, we're going to be chilly.
We're going to be chilly. I am going to be happy with anything that is above 35 degrees.
Yesterday I was freezing up in that rain. It was cold. Anyway, ladies, is Sig on the line?
Yep.
I think so. Hey, Sig.
Nice and quiet, sitting back there, plotting on us.
Because y'all always be talking about regions I'm not in. And I hate to tell y'all what my weather's like.
We don't want
to
know.
No, I do.
What is your weather?
I want to know what I aspire to. You know, eventually I'm going to move to the southern regions, and I want to know what to expect this time of year.
Y'all got jackets on, sweaters on, nothing on. What y'all got, Sig?
Next to naked, boo.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, we don't want to talk to you. Bye.
Just rub it on in.
You know what? I'm not mad because my oldest son is in Texas now, and he calls us or he FaceTimes or Facebooks every day what the weather report is. And I'm like, really, this is why you have no friends.
All right, so ladies, yes. Our topic tonight, it should be a hot, crazy topic because I think everybody utilizes it some way, form, or fashion, and that is about social media.
Mm.
How's it used? How's it misused? How's it misinterpreted? these crazy people talking about it ruined their marriage and their relationship. No. Your dumb ass did that by posting stuff that you ain't have no business posting and somebody don't found it on your Facebook page. So we need to dive deep into this because we talk about our topics and before we know it, it is time to shut down. It is time to shut down. So let's
okay,
just dive
you know
right into it. Yeah, yeah,
I need for people to stop posting them damn crooked-ass meals.
What?
Meals?
You know, they done made something at home and they want everybody to see their meal of the day. It's not presented attractively. And I think it's very
is that how we dive in with social media? No meals? No meals on social media?
Yes.
Okay.
You know
why? Okay.
Macaroni should not be burnt when you bake it. And if
oh,
you burnt
Lord.
It, don't post it.
I know that's right.
But what
right.
about the Candy Crush saga, whenever where you get the invitations for the games
first
and stuff?
All, yes, oh, first of all, I'm not a game
that.
Player.
I can't stand it.
I'm not a game player at all.
That.
And when people send me invites, I used to be polite about it. Now I'm just like, stop sending them damn game written because I don't play them. I don't play. I don't
yeah.
have time to play them.
But you know what? And I think the points that we bring up come from people. Not live and die by social media. Now, don't get me wrong. I will scroll Facebook every day because I find it entertaining some days. It helps me keep up with a lot of events that are going on in my area or whatever. But there are people who live and
yeah.
die every
yeah.
day through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and they have all
Absolutely.
Of the accounts, and they have to check them every single day. And mind you, don't get me wrong, everything is great for entertainment and in doses, but when your day can't start until
uh-huh.
you check your Instagram account
uh-huh.
to see how many hits you have or to see who's following you on Twitter about
well,
the last thing you posted or any of those things, then it makes me say, you know, why are you being so fulfilled by this as opposed to human
Real
contact?
Life.
And that brings the question for me of, is social media kind of taking away from human interaction?
Well, phones
yeah.
in general, texting, phones, everything is taking away from that because we will text somebody the same damn thing. We could pick up the phone. I'm telling you, Hassan says to me all the time, why you text me that? Stop texting me. Call me. I don't want to have a long conversation. I just want to ask you a question. But you can pick up the phone and ask the same,
yeah.
absolutely,
you know
same two-minute questions.
I have become the slave to the text because I multitask. If I'm texting somebody, I'm probably on the phone with somebody else, and I'm doing something else, and I'm watching TV. It makes it so I can stop being the horrible friend that I am, and all my friends are listening. We all know I'm horrible. I used to do drive-by phone calls before everybody started texting. I would make
uh-huh.
everybody's phone ring one time so it would be a missed call so I could say I called you.
Yeah,
I was horrible. So now I can just text people, but what I don't do
yeah.
is mass text. I hate a mass text. If you send me a mass text, I'm going to mass blast you.
Well,
I mean,
don't
get me wrong.
More and more common now. The mass text
what?
Is becoming more and more common. So people are sending you
well,
stuff, and you don't know that everybody's name is attached to it. So when you respond,
yeah, if, you, yeah,
then,
if you're sending a mass text, you should send it to the group of people who are affiliated with one another, not a mass text where, because I got one the other night. My cousin's at the mass text. He's having a karaoke thing that he's promoting, and some chick called me and was like, who is this? I'm like, listen, you just wrote a damn mass text. So she was like, well, this be money. You don't know me. I said, no, I don't know you, and you don't fucking know me,
be
and
money.
Don't call my phone. But the mass text, when you're sending a massive text out to people, a group of people who don't know each other, you know they get each other's phone numbers. And
right.
they get a little
I don't
confusing
like that.
In the text. Yeah.
But
they
you
get
know what?
Confusing.
Before our phones got smarter than us, you used to be able to just reply to the sender. Nice to fuss at people.
Right.
Quick question,
right.
fucking reply all. But now you
right.
don't have that choice.
No,
and
it shows up no
fool,
matter what.
Yeah, if one fool sends it out to the world, everything you respond,
uh-huh.
unless you start a new text conversation
uh-huh.
with that person,
uh-huh.
everybody will see it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
well, let
the
me
same
ask
thing.
You a question. Wait, let me ask you a question. This is something really, really important because we're talking about social media. I was talking to a friend of mine. He has a son. I think Cyrus is about 10 maybe. And he was asking. He asked what the show was about tonight, and I told him. So he said, so what do you think about social media with children? And I'm like, you know, it's a serious situation, you know. And the thing is, no matter how much you think you're monitoring them, you can only monitor but so much.
But so much,
you know.
Yeah.
You can only monitor but so much because at what age do you start monitoring and what age do you stop monitoring? Absolutely. Or what
right.
age do you allow them to have a Facebook or a Twitter or whatever? But then how do you know they don't have it? How do you know they don't
right.
have it?
Because they can make up names and screen
absolutely.
Names.
That's the problem.
And do whatever.
Absolutely.
And so the thing I thought was creepy when Facebook first came out, I am a recent Facebooker, and it was only because Shadow Worlds went Facebook, and I told them about themselves when they did. So I had the Facebook, of course. I don't understand a lot of things that are going on Facebook, but my kids have always had Facebook accounts. My ex-husband, stalker that he is friends with every kid in our family, Facebook page. Cool. There's an adult monitoring them, except for one thing. He's got to be cool dad. He's got to be the cool uncle. He's up in the middle of the night calling me going, did you see what's on so-and-so's Facebook page? Fool, I don't Facebook.
So I call
the kid and go, your uncle, your dad said. Then he gets mad. Why are you telling him it was me? Everybody know I don't have a Facebook account, fool.
Well, and that was what I'm saying is even with that, even you can't catch everything because once it scrolls so further down, you don't see it anymore. Unless somebody comments on something that was 7 years ago, then you'll re-see it again. But you can only monitor but so much. I want to get a caller in. Myrna is on the line, and we'll go back into this a little bit. But Myrna has she has some teenage sons, some younger sons. So let's get, you know, Myrna's perspective on this. Can you bring Myrna in?
I think I'm here. Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Hey,
hi,
Myrna.
Happy
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Myrna. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's so funny that this is the topic because Philly Fox News this morning had a thing that said that people who met on Facebook were happier than those who met
wow.
on dating sites. But
wow.
the flip side to that was that Twitter was the cause of 50% of the divorces was now coming in from Twitter and people being on Twitter sites. And now they were saying, I don't know, I don't tweet, whatever. I don't tweet or whatever the thing is. But something about there's, I guess, a case limitation. So what happens on Twitter is that you don't get your whole statement out, so it's coming across kind of misconstrued. When you're putting stuff on Twitter, I don't know. My personal outlook is this. If you can lose a relationship because of a Facebook, a Twitter, a Instagram, how about over a dog, exactly, a video game? You didn't have a relationship in the first place.
You didn't have
so you
one.
Should know what it should be used for and what it's not to be used for. That's on the adult side. With the kids, it's a mixed bag. My little ones, don't even talk to me about getting a Facebook page. You'll be on Facebook if I put your picture up there, but that's about it. You 7 and you 5. I don't care how fast Judy down the street is. You're not speeding up to catch up to it. Because what goes on in my house, this is my house. I run this out.
Right.
I don't care about Judy, Mama. I really don't. My teenage son, we have issues because my nephews and nieces are much older. My oldest nephew's a year younger than me, so he's 45. So, of course, we friended him. And he immediately got rid of me because I saw a few things on there and went right in there. He ain't had no business putting this up there because it ain't appropriate. So I got cut off. Well, he was still doing it because, you know, that's cousin Mike or that's, you know, he's like my uncle and it's cool. Well, they got called on it. See, it depends on the family. You're going to get called on it because, yeah, my brother, since he does a lot of stuff, he might be up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So you might get a message like, what the hell are you doing?
But that's
Hold on.
That's the page that you know about. We're talking about kids who are so bright and intelligent to be like, yeah, this could be my family page. Oh, y'all can friend me. Oh, that's cool. And then they make that, my name is Sally Boo Boo. On another page, all their friends are at.
After that, getting caught so many times, now he's gone in and made his own page. But it's a matter of you just got to watch because you're not supposed to have a page. But then so-and-so mother calls me to tell me, that he talked to you the other day on Facebook. But you ain't have a Facebook page.
That's crazy.
How can you talk to you?
But you guys, what about the people that are making up these fake you know, Facebook pages, these fake identities, like that TV show Catfish, where they have these fake social media sites. That this stuff is, I mean, it's going too far. It's going
fakeness happens in real life. Think about blind dates back in the day. You've talked to this person on the phone or whatever, and you get there, and he is not 6'1", he is 4'3".
Wait, I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. I used to work for this company, and we had a parenting company that was in Philly. So at night, we had to transfer the phones over to Philly, and it was a guy on there, and we were talking every night, hey, great, you know, talking, laughing, joking. He had the sexiest voice you ever want to hear. Like, he was up. So Tina used to work with me, and she was like, come on, let's ride down to Philly and meet Grady, because I think he's just da-da-da-da. So one day I said to him, Grady, what you look like? What you know, describe you to me. So he was like, oh, hazel eyes, 6'4", blah, blah, blah. He was like, braids. I said, well, I don't like braids. So I was like, you know, but maybe we could slide past him or anything. I don't know. Girl, we drove all the way to Philly. I could have beat Tina all the way back down from Philly. I said, really? Really? Wasn't no hazel eyes? Wasn't no 6'4". Now, mind you, we weren't going to meet him to hook up, but we did, you know, wanted to see what his brother looked like. And I was like, then he said to me, he called me the next day and said, now, Tina is the prettiest face in the world, but she's a very heavy girl, but the prettiest face, prettiest hair, prettiest attitude, everything. He says to me, oh, I thought Tina was like blah, blah, blah. I said, nigga, we thought you was blah, blah, blah. It was the funniest.
You know what I learned? Don't fall for the voices unless you see a picture of them for real.
Girl, you ain't never lied.
Girl, you'll be talking to somebody on the – I had a client, Paul. Paul was – his voice was better than Trey's.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
I would
call him just to talk to him. Finally, he goes, I'll be back in the States. There's a conference. Are you coming to the conference? Yes, can't wait to meet Paul. Paul was not 6 foot tall. Paul was 6 foot wide.
Wow.
And the bad part is people have phone voices, right? Not Paul.
Yes.
Sounded like that in person. I was like, I can turn my back and keep talking to him and use my imagination and be happy.
Girl, for real, for real. Well, I don't believe in blind dates. I don't believe in blind dates because I always think, you know, you're looking, you are expecting something, and I get very, you know, everybody who knows me knows I get the slightest little thing make me go crazy. So when I was in high school, and I hope my sister was listening now, she called me up and was like, oh, friend of mine, son, needs a date for the prom. I said, well, damn, he didn't need a date for the prom. He must be ugly. That's my immediate, you know, my immediate thing. He's like, no. He's not ugly. He's not ugly. He's nice. I said, okay. So he calls me on the phone. We talking on the phone, back and forth. Nice guy. So the day comes, we're supposed to meet. I said to my sister-in-law, I said, listen, if I walk through the front door and walk through the back door, that means there is no date. That means he's ugly. If I sit down, then it's a possibility. Girl, I couldn't get through the back door fast enough. And then I felt bad because he already bought the ticket, and he already paid for my dress and my hair and everything. I was like, yeah, we got to go to the prom with this man. So we get to the prom. I know everybody at the prom. Now, this ain't my prom. This is his prom. But I know everybody at the prom. So I said, okay. When we get ready to take the pictures, I said, you got to stand like, don't touch me. Got to be some room. Just put your hand right here, put your hand right there. But don't touch me. Don't be leaning up against me like we're really dating. When he brought the pictures back, I cut his face out every push and put Eddie Murphy in.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy was the man back in the day.
But you know, back to kids and social media. My kids are like, I am that parent. I never forget. My mom was the cop. She would do things. Things would happen at work, and we would get lectures, and we'd be looking at her like, what are you talking about? We didn't do that. But there was a kid in Michigan who wanted to go to Michigan State. I mean, since he was four. He played football. I'm going to play football for Michigan State, da-da-da. He went to a very nice school. He got admitted, early admission to Michigan State. He wrote some crazy crap on his Facebook page. He lost his scholarship. He got kicked out of his prep school. He only had 4 months left in high school. Me being the mom that I am, I printed everything out. I called my kids and told them to bring all their friends. We were going to have dinner. and I lectured every last one of them about what you post on Facebook. It follows you for life.
Yeah,
and not
for
just
life.
Kids, adults, because human resources look for your Facebook account to see what you did on there. There was a young girl, very smart. She didn't get hired for a job because she went to Jamaica, and the caption under her picture said, land on the beach in Jamaica, enjoying getting high.
Well, did you guys hear?
And then she wanted to know why.
Well, what people don't understand, and that's not just a conversation for children, it's a conversation for everyone. You know, what you do has a way of tracking you. Just like the woman who was fired from a very prestigious job, and I believe it was in Massachusetts, when at Halloween time, they, her and her family members and friends did a portrayal of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. And it was very distasteful. And her firm let her go. And she was at a very, very prestigious company where, and she lost her job because of ridiculousness. What people fail to understand, if you have access to it, so can the government.
Everybody else does.
Anybody has access
to
accessibility.
What about the people that, you know, the people that call to work and say, you know what, I'm sick. They post it on Facebook.
And
oh, I'm
Facebook.
Sick today. What are you doing? Now, here's a story on my end. When I was teaching, there was this math teacher. She was a little touched in the head, so I say. She got on Facebook saying that she was tired, she was fed up, she hated her job. She taught sixth graders math. I'm bringing a gun to school because I'm just tired. I'm fed up.
What?
Do you know, they came in the classroom and escorted her out. The crazy thing is that they let her back in a couple of months later. They let her back in.
But
I don't understand.
What about the kids who, when Facebook first became real popular, and they want to post videos beating other kids up, and they want to know why they're getting arrested? It's illegal to beat somebody fool, and you put it on Facebook. The cops,
the FBI, the CIA,
there are a whole division of people who look at Facebook all day long.
And watch it.
That's what NSA does. That's all NSA does. They track your phone calls. They track what you do on your Facebook page. And that is their job for national security, to make sure that no one is out there doing anything crazy. And now they're trying to pass a law where your employer can't hold your Facebook against you, whatever you put on your Facebook, because it's supposedly private and it's
personal. Right.
But on the flip side, that's common
sense. You post it public, and you got 4,000 friends, 3,999 of them you don't know.
It's not private, it's not personal. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. I think we miss
you. It's very public.
I think there are so many people who misuse social media. I think when Facebook was originally designed, and I'm not 100% sure, but for me, what I used it for was reconnecting with high school friends who had moved out of the state, or reconnecting with people who I grew up with who are no longer in the state I'm in. And that's what I was using it for.
It was for social networking.
It was social networking. If I wanted to look for a particular carpenter that I needed a closet built in my basement, I put it on there. I'm not really a Facebook fan. Like I tell you all the time, when we have the group messaging for at the Every Woman Talk Show, if you don't tell me we're having it, I won't even know until the next day that y'all have one. Because I'm not on there.
Their posts, and they follow everything. It's not just Facebook. We're dogging Facebook, but it's everything else. And
just Facebook. I mean, social media, period. We're just talking about Facebook because that's the biggest one that everybody's on right now.
People will do stuff, and they'll think, oh, it's okay to do. Well, everybody that knew me knew I didn't do Facebook, but I did Mingle City. I have a group on Mingle City. And people were like, oh, I posted that yesterday. You didn't respond. Negro. I don't follow that crap. It's for entertainment when I got a couple of minutes or I'm bored. I don't follow anything. I just happen to log in a lot.
I log in.
Some people
live in my left wing messages. Go ahead, Natek.
I don't want
all those people live by Facebook and what is it? I don't even know on Pinterest
Twitter.
And Instagram.
Instagram, Pinterest.
Yeah, my situation was different with the social media. I loathe it, but I do it for business purposes. But for me, and, you know, some people I know, sometimes you can look at Facebook and all these social media sites and you begin to compare yourself to other people. And this is just Nate. You know, you may look at somebody and say, oh, well, Dag, they've accomplished this. And then you begin to measure your own accomplishments by it. And, you know, and it can kind of motivate envy, you know, envy and some jealousy. And it kind of, you know, it can kind of make you feel really low. So for those purposes, I had to stay off and had to shut down, you know, when the career wasn't popping, when the honey wasn't there, and people were just smiling. I'm on vacation, and here's my kids, and here's my man. And sometimes it's got to be too much.
I want to see
like,
that
it's
kid,
just
right.
got to be too much.
Yeah.
But
well, I think it's just like any other form of media, just like with television, you know, you have a great point to say, whereas it's another way to kind of mold what we think and how we look at ourselves. And if you're not, you know, in a good place with yourself, it's very easy to do the comparison. It's very easy to say, wow, my life is not where I would like it to be or where it's even supposed to be. So it makes you start to question, and it makes you say what the idea of beauty is or what the idea of success is or what the idea of anything is.
That wait a minute. I see. I think differently on that because, to me, it's social freaking media. Half of those people aren't who they say they are. So half of the stuff that they say is so great and grand going on in their life ain't going on. So for me, it's like, I'm glad you're having a good time. Keep it moving.
Well, of course you're not. I would never say I don't want the happiness for them. But Matei, I feel you on when you see the success. And Jackie and Myrna, we just talked about this today. When you see the success of someone else and you are not there, or you are not there, not that I'm not happy for them, but I'm unhappy for myself. Right.
Yeah,
like,
and I think it's human nature.
Right.
It's human nature to do that sort of comparison because we're looking to meet that bar. Or who do you like? You look to the others that are within your peer group to say, well, okay, I'm meeting the standard, or I've caught up with the standard, or I'm where I'm supposed to be. And when you see all these things, all these achievements, and you really can get caught up in, well, wow, that's not it. I mean, even as simple as I only have 300 friends, and this person has 3,000. And you're like, what did I do wrong?
I love the fact that you hit on the number of friends. Why is it that people actually gauge how important they are, or how liked they are, or how popular they are, how many friends they have? Let me tell you, I have had 211 friends since I started my Facebook page, damn near. All of those 211 people, I know every single one. I have interacted with them at some point in my life, like for real, for real. And so there are very few people on my Facebook page that I can say, oh, well, I'm friends with them just because. You know how many friend requests I have sitting in queue? I have 47 friend requests sitting in queue. It's probably bigger than that. That was just the last time I checked, about 2 months ago. People really feel that if they have 3,000, 9,000, 2,000 friends, that they have 2,000 friends. These people are not your friends.
That's the social structure that we live in. That's the social. That's the way we're socialized.
I'm going to stand on the opposite side of the table and represent the people that don't measure themselves by nobody but myself. I only live up to my standards. I accomplish what I want to accomplish for me, my landmarks. You want to talk about friends? I don't think I have 25. And I don't understand.
I don't
this
call
is,
everybody.
This is my question. Somebody want to tell me, what the hell is a poke?
A poke on Facebook. It's just when somebody, it's just like if I was to walk next to you and poke you. It's to get your attention, to just say, like, hey. As opposed to picking up a phone and saying, hey.
Okay, you know what? Okay, this guy, I'm in a sports group, too. I support a friend in a sports group on Facebook. We're in that group together. He talks to me in the group. He pokes me. I poked him back. I knew what the hell a poke was. He keeps poking me. And I told him the other day, you poked me so much I should have came by now.
I can't
what?
Do the poke.
It's a poke thing. I think it's really intrusive. I feel like he's really poking me.
I ignore, though. I ignore the pokes. I ignore games. I ignore pokes. Don't, you know, I don't do none of them.
The poke thing. I can't stand the poke thing. You know what else? The people that are on my friends list, I mean, I'm glad everybody's doing what they're doing and they like what they like, but I really don't care. I don't care if you like Queen Latifah, Eddie Murphy,
yeah,
and James Brown. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well,
and you
well,
guys,
yeah,
we need to let our listeners know what our calling number is in case they want to call in and give us some feedback. It's 646-478-4507. Please hit us up and let us know how you feel about social media.
Myrna?
Yes, ma'am.
Myrna, we're going to let you go
yes.
now, and we thank you so much for calling in every Tuesday. You are one of our special people. You know I love you to death.
Yes.
We love
oh, well,
you.
Thank
we'll
you. Love you all,
Myrna.
Too. Thank you, Miss Myrna. You have a good night.
You too,
thank
darling.
You're
going to take
all
care
right.
of that problem now.
I will do. Thanks. Bye.
All right. So, all
right. Well, I'll leave this alone. But
now,
ironically. I asked people in my other group, I said, because everybody was like, oh, on Facebook. I said, I don't Facebook, guys. So when I did decide to Facebook, I did a thread about it. We talked about it. And I was asking them all kinds of questions. They were like, you are crazy. They was like, well, Facebook, I use Facebook to keep up with friends and family. I said, first of all, if we were friends and I wanted to keep up with you, if I cared enough, I would have kept up with you the old-fashioned way. We wouldn't have to Facebook. If we're family and the only way I keep up with you on Facebook, we're not that close.
Well, see, I disagree with that. I totally disagree
yeah.
with that because there, I have two girlfriends who I went to junior high and high school with, and when you saw one, you saw the other. But as we got older and started growing in different directions, that's exactly what we did. One moved to Texas, one moved to North Carolina, and we just fell out of touch. And I still love them like my sisters. And we reconnected because of Facebook. We reconnected
see,
because
no,
of Facebook.
I mean, that works for you, but I'm saying for me, there are people who I grew up with, and we all left home, and we all did whatever. We have always kept in contact with one another. I didn't need Facebook to find them because I've always had them in my life.
Did you keep in contact with everybody? For you know, should everybody have access to you, and should you keep everybody in contact?
Oh,
and another
you
question I have
though.
Is that,
you choose.
What
choose is, who you friend
you choose.
And who you don't
yeah,
friend.
That's true.
And my page is blocked where if you are not my friend, you can't see anything on my page. You can only see
right.
it if I allow you into my circle, and I will take you off my circle. Jackie, you know this. I will drop your ass out of my circle in a
yes.
drop of a dime. In a drop of a
and
dime.
Not only
and
that.
Like,
you know what? This
yeah.
is what I don't get. People go on your page and say, oh, on your page so-and-so, are you stalking my page? Because I've never been on yours. I don't understand that. What
well, people do that.
That.
People do that. People
yeah,
want
people
to
love,
know
yeah.
what's going on with you. People want to see what's going on with you.
Whether
because
of
that's why. That's why you know. You know there are security measures on Facebook, like Uli was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, you have to be my friend in order to look on my page. Whereas on
right.
some people's measures, you can be a friend of that friend and still see what I post. No, if you're
right.
not my friend, if you're not somebody that I have chosen to accept a friend request from, you cannot see what's going on my page. Because if you want to know, either you're going to send me a friend request and I'm going to accept it, or you're going to call me. And obviously, if you can't call and say, hey, what's going on, then we're not that close. You're going to send me a friend request, and either I'm going to say yay or nay.
Or
and when I say that close, I don't mean we have to be like bosom buddies from way back in the day. You can be somebody that I just want to socialize with. You can be somebody like my son's teacher who was an amazing teacher for him when he was in first grade. She sent me a friend request. I think she's a wonderful woman. She's a wonderful teacher, and I accepted her friend request. You know, so it doesn't mean that we have to be the best of friends, but my best friend that I've been friends with since I was 4, I follow her on Facebook because she travels so much. So I kind of say, oh, well, Karen is in Oklahoma this week, or Karen is in Colorado this week. I see what's going on with her whenever she has an opportunity to post. So it kind of goes both ways, but if you are just somebody who wants to kind of stalk and see what's going on and be in my business, and nah, I ain't got time for that.
Here's what I hate. Here's what I hate. When I come up on my Facebook page and whenever I get a chance to do it in a day, and I have a friend request, and then I go to look at the friend request, I'm like, who the hell is this? So I say, let me see who they know that I know, because that's how you
Absolutely.
Saw my picture or my name is through someone, an acquaintance that we know. So then I'll look and see. I'm so senile. I don't remember half the damn people. I might remember your face, but I won't remember your name. So I have to open up
right.
your face first to see your face, And then if I don't know your face, then I have to look at our friends and see what circle do you know me from.
Why do you think we have a connection that
you
want to be my friend?
School, if I see a lot of my high school friends, I immediately friend you because you remember me from high school. I may not remember
right.
you, but you remember me, and it's cool. But if it's a circle where I don't frequent or people I don't frequent too much, somebody friended me that was one of our close friends, Tom. We had one mutual friend, Tom. I said, well, why is she friending me? I don't even, why are you friending me?
Because they
want to
add
one mutual friend.
But they want to add to their numbers, their friends' numbers, their friendship.
No, well, honey, I ain't the one.
If it wasn't, I got a question. So I feel like I'm always, like, totally separated from everybody. So if it wasn't for Facebook, I think I like it that way. If it wasn't for Facebook, would you guys have kept in touch with these people?
I would have loved
no.
to keep in touch with some of the
some
people
yes,
that are
some
on
no.
there. Absolutely, some of them. Some of the other ones I really like, – here's
so
my
these
thing.
People on
I
there
consider,
I still don't keep in touch with.
Well, here's my thing. I don't consider everybody our friend on Facebook my friend. So
and
that's number one.
There's no, I get that part. I'm talking about, you know, you said you – old friends from high school, people you grew up with, whatever. Okay,
yes,
if it
I absolutely
wasn't
would
Facebook,
have.
Would you have kept up with them?
I would have if I probably paid more attention to it then, we probably would have paid more attention to where we were going, where we were moving. But when I got married, I went one direction. When she got married, she went another direction. Absolutely, when I think about it now, yes, because we've lost so many years. So, yes,
okay.
I would have loved to have kept in touch with them, but now that we have reconnected.
Okay. So, this is
so
my thought.
So, answer that.
When we graduated from high school, there was a group of us that was always together, and we realized, I'll never forget, in the middle of this one summer, we're not going to be together in a couple of months anymore. So, we made an agreement we would always keep up with one another, and we always did that, and we didn't
well,
need
that's lucky for you. It doesn't happen like that for everybody. So you always put yourself in a box where you think everybody lives like the majority don't.
No. I don't think everybody lives or thinks like me. I think nobody lives or thinks like me. My point is this. I feel like you guys always say everything, that's the norm, and I'm just different. And that's not true because your same friends are the same way I am. We've always kept up with one another.
I think everybody gives their opinion.
No,
like, Jackie, I want you to answer that. I want to answer it. And Sig, I want you to answer that also. Like, would you all have kept up? I wouldn't have.
Wait, but when you say that, there are friends, there are girlfriends, and Jackie, you know this, there are friends who I went to high school with, who we had two high schools in our city, and we didn't even go to the exact same high school, but we still see each other and talk on a regular basis. But those are the ones we stayed in a local area. We were able to keep in touch with one another.
Well,
when people move away, it becomes a little more difficult to keep in touch sometimes.
Well, I think sometimes we use the word, especially when it comes to social media, we use the word friend a little loosely.
Yes.
There are some
yes.
friends. Now, I have friends. Let me tell you, my friends are a handful. So I don't need social media to keep in touch with my friends. People
exactly.
who I am truly, truly friends with, I can pick up a phone. I can show up at their door, no explanation given. Those are my friends.
That's
for
not
my acquaintance. For my no, I'm
that's
just saying.
I'm not talking
yeah.
about the Blackie, but I'm not talking about
yeah,
the play
that's
on
not the question.
You
yeah.
answered my question. You kept up with those people.
Right.
Sure. I would.
What
well, you know what? No,
you?
No, absolutely. There are some people on there, it's the absolutely not, and there are some people, absolutely yes. Because some
right.
of those people were not my friends. They were acquaintances. And so, therefore, people I went to high school with.
No, Jackie, that's not my question. My question was, the people that you truly cared about from back in the day, if it wasn't for social media, would you have still kept up with them? And you
absolutely.
Said you did.
Absolutely.
But sometimes
and
life just happens and you can't keep up with them.
That's
right.
my point. That's the point I was making. Sometimes you just get lost in the transition of living your life and things happen. I pray that I don't lose contact with them now that we have reconnected. I wish we never did. We've lost so much. They've had children. I've had children. Our children should have been grown up together. That's how close we were, you know. But it didn't happen like that. For whatever God and the universe had planned, it didn't work like that. It just didn't work like that. So, yes, I would have absolutely wanted to have kept in touch with them, and I will try my hardest to do that from here on. Something may happen that won't prevent, that won't help that, that won't, you know, it won't happen now, but I will try. I will try. But let's get into social media and relationships.
Well,
do you think you should be your husband's friend or your boyfriend's friend or girlfriend or whatever? Do you think you need to be their friend on Facebook?
Need to be.
Wow. No. That's a good question.
It's hard.
I know a couple right now. They're married, but they're going through a situation. Well, she befriended him on Facebook because he's going in and he's looking at all her stuff. She's posting stuff with ex-boyfriends and all that type of stuff, but she's befriended him. They're still married. How do you – I don't know how they do it. That's a hard situation. I think if I was married, yes, I would have my husband as a friend on Facebook and Pinterest or whatever, the Instagrams or whatever they are. I don't even know all of them. Yeah, I would, but I just – you know – would I be going in and look at his stuff, and what is he posting? Is that going to, you know, cause friction with us? So I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think, Jackie?
Sorry, I'm giggling. Because from past experience of being friends with my significant other on Facebook, it didn't work well. But that was because the relationship wasn't in a good place. So when the relationship is not in a good place, being on Facebook or being, you know, on anything social media wise with your significant other, it doesn't work, because whether it's something blatant or whether it's something you are reading between some lines, you read things a little differently. And it's amazing how we take the printed word on Facebook, or we take a text and we can put feeling to it, and we can put emphasis on it, and we can change it, and it can take something that is at home and put it all the way in left field. And at the time, there were things that were being said that I think I kind of read more in between the lines. And then, you know, when I'm honest, you guys know I tell you my life story. When it got ugly, when it really got ugly and it started to blow up, I, in turn, was posting things that I probably shouldn't have. And that didn't make it any better. It made it only worse, because at this point now, you know, you're attempting to ignore me, or you're doing something that's causing me to lash out. And
what happens is what?
My answer is probably no. Like, right now, I'm good with not being friends with my significant other on Facebook.
All right. So Sid, you and I are going to answer the question when we come back from this 3-minute break. We just want to take a quick break, ladies, and we will be back in 3 minutes. And Sig, you and I will answer that question.
All righty.
Shadow Radio.
Like a snowflake. Okay, show me what you got, babe. Words slurring, engine purring, mommy friend.
but I'm so determined. Shots up a throne, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3. Mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan a chain, make no difference, you are balling the same. I am the Mike Jordan, I record it. You might wanna fall back from recording. Right, it's not important, so it's forcing to go for the hype. For being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Oh, baby, just ignore them. Truth or dare, mommy, listen and learn. I gotta drop, I just took up the top. It's your turn. Hey, hey, hey. God, they all stingy. All these dudes know how to say is give me your number, give me your name. But if I get one night, baby girl, I swear I'll make you tell these other dudes, give me got your hair. I take you shopping, take long trips, I take the cork off. You can take this, I take you there. Take my time, take your clothes off, take off mine. My, show me.
Welcome back to the 90 Every Woman Talk Show, and we are talking about social media, what it does to relationships, what it does to our children, what it does to us. We had posed a question before we went off the air about should we be on our husbands, boyfriends, significant other, girlfriends, or whatever, should we be friends with them on Facebook? And Matei gave us her answer, Jackie gave us her answer. Sid, we're going to go to you. What do you think?
And I hate to answer this. I really do. No, I don't.
Just throw it out there.
Like I said, I'm in a group. I have a couple of groups on Mingle City, Michael Bazin's site. I met my baby on Mingle City.
Okay.
And we are friends on social media. And it's okay. About, like Jackie said, you've got to be in a good place in your relationship.
Right.
And trust me, I am nowhere near perfect because we were playing a game. We played these little games all the time because I don't know what was wrong with us. We were always all up all night long posting. And we were playing a game, and this is really horrible because we were in the same house, and we were playing a game, we were going back and forth, it's like no big deal, everybody on the site knew we were dating and everything, and this girl posted something, and he responded, and I got pissed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I got instantly go sleep in the other room pissed.
Uh-huh.
And so he thought I was joking, ha, 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 whatever. It was late. We had all went to sleep and everything. He was leaving the next morning anyway. So we didn't talk about it for real. But he called, and I went left that evening.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? If you want that hoe, then you can have her. And he was like, what? And
what are you talking about?
I hung up the phone. I am not a jealous person. That's why I was telling him. He's in my gray area. Scares the hell out of me because that's not me. And I hung up the phone, and I was like, I ain't got to take this off of no man. He lives in another state anyway, blah, blah, blah. 2:30 in the morning, there's a knock on my door, and it's him. He was like, two things. Don't you ever hang up on me. You can't end a relationship by hanging up on somebody, and you just took all that out of proportion. Let's go back and read. And
so
like Jeff said,
wrong.
You can type something,
uh-huh.
And you can read it the way you want to. You're going to
put
whatever you want into it. And the bad part is when we went back to read, he goes, now, if somebody should be mad, it should be what you said to that guy right there. That
uh-huh.
is enough to make me
uh-huh.
want to choke you. So,
uh-huh.
yes, you can be friends you've got to be respectful of your relationship. You've got to remember that this person has access to your page.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to understand
that. Be mindful of that.
Be in this relationship, and this person's going to be your friend on social media. Don't cross the line. Do not cross the line that you're going to have to answer for.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
That's on and off social media. Don't cross the line.
Here's my take. I can't be your damn friend on social media because I take everything to heart. We were friends on social media, and every morning we would be, good morning, my love, good morning, my joy, every morning, every single morning. This particular morning, one chick wants to add her 2 cents. And underneath mine, she puts, good morning, baby, in parentheses. Well, I did not play that stuff. And I'm like, to her, she was probably being sarcastic. She may not have been. I don't care. That's the way I took it. And I blasted. And then I said, I don't think we need to be friends on here because if your friend, No, I'm sorry. So then the following week, we did the same thing. Good morning. And then another girl says, oh, should I even say good morning to you because your wife probably going to go crazy. And I'm like, yeah, you're smart. Don't say nothing. That's a smart move, not to say nothing. You're absolutely right on that one. So I realized because I'm very emotional and because I take everything to heart, it's not a safe place for us. But then on the flip side of that, I feel like if I'm not your friend on Facebook, I feel you're hiding something. So I just got issues all around the board. But that's just me.
That is so damn honest. But this is the thing.
That's my crazy ass. When I tell you all before we first met, I own my crazy ass. I know I'm fucked up. I know that if you come in the house and you smell a little sweeter than you smelled before you left, I'm going to bust you upside your head. But I already know me. I know me.
Oh,
y'all got to get to know me. Now, we got Denise on the phone,
this,
so we want to get our hands.
But in that moment, because we all have that moment, I don't care who we are, looking at you sideways, like, moment, no matter where your relationship is, no matter what you talk about, no matter what happens, you still have that moment.
Yeah, because
so,
our relationship at that time was in a great place. It wasn't our relationship that was the problem. It was me.
But when you're in a great place, and that's how you get out of great places, somebody has a retarded moment that's really retarded.
I have a lot of retarded moments. Let's get our caller on. We got 2 callers on the line, so let's get our first one on. We got a girl calling back.
Hi, ladies. How are
you
tonight?
Hey,
Denise.
How
are you?
Good to talk to you guys. So this is a good topic about social media and, you know, how we're using it and all of that. And I think this is a really great topic. Yeah, I mean, pretty much social media is a good thing if you utilize it in the way it should be used. And then, you know, of course, if you're going to put personal things up and we all, you know, like I forget who was speaking. I'm trying to just clarify who's who. But one of the ladies was just saying how, you know, it's how you read it. You know, it all depends on, like, you know, the comment, but how you're reading it and how you're feeling it that day or if you're emotional. So social media is good, but like you said, you got to be careful because there are a lot of people looking to kind of pull you in. You know what I mean? Like, some people just don't have nothing going on, and they're looking to stir something up.
Right.
So you kind of got to just be smart enough to just, like, ignore stuff. I mean, I'm my husband's Facebook friend, but, you know, I don't really stroll his page like that. You know how just in the news you may see some stuff, but, you know, we just try to make sure that, you know, if things are just respectful. And then not just husband and wife or mate, but just friends, just, you know, girlfriends, or you just got to be careful because there's always somebody looking to just, you know, throw something up there to kind of cause a problem or stir the pot. So, you know, you just got to be careful. And at the end of the day, just always check your motives. Check yourself, check your motives.
Absolutely.
And check your heart, 100%. That's about. But, I mean, you know, these things don't have power over you. You know, you just got to kind of check yourself
at
the door. But
thank you.
It was
thank
so nice
you.
Speaking to you guys again tonight.
You
why
too, Janisha.
We're not
I got the 3 kids tearing my house up downstairs,
well, you go ahead and take care of them 3 kids.
I just try to always call in.
And we love it. And we love it. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank
hopefully.
You.
Good night,
thank you
Lisa.
For the good work, guys. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys.
Lisa
yeah,
had
okay,
an amazing show.
Nico.
Hi, Nico.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, Nico.
Whoa.
Crazy Auli.
Oh, he is old. Trying to put me on blast on this show.
Wait a minute.
We
wait
got,
a minute. We got a
we
question. Did you get some cheesecake?
Not
you
getting a damn cheesecake.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Really, why you had to bring that up, Sig? Really?
I was yeah. stirring the pot.
You stirring the pot. Exactly.
She that one on Facebook with the hey, baby, in parentheses. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm that woman on Facebook worrying about them cupcakes I ain't got yet. I'm just
oh,
saying.
Lord.
Well,
anyway,
I need a cupcake. I definitely need a kid package, Jackie.
I got you.
So, Nico, what's your take on social media?
To hell with social media.
Well, as is always on it.
Every day.
That's different.
I saw
that's,
you cleaning
that's
your sneakers. I saw you cleaning your sneakers, your 15 pair of sneakers the other day.
Right, that's because I'm an egotistical maniac, and I like to be the center of attention.
Clear.
But if it's
okay.
not focused on
say that
if
again.
The attention's not,
say that again. That's
if
it.
The attention
right
is not, if it's not on me, or I feel like some one of these little Playboy ninjas is underneath my girl picture trying to be funny, I'm going to call him on his bullshit.
That's what it
I'm
is.
Not going to have you go on social media on some solo shit and you out here on my phone on some other shit. That's not going to happen. You can't have it, boy.
Okay, wait. Let me get this right. So if she's talking one way to you on the phone and then saying some crazy stuff on social media, you're not having that. But,
not
but
having it.
You
can't.
You can tell me you love me on the phone, but blast me on a radio show.
That's different. I blast you in real life about the cheesecake, too. Don't be funny.
Okay.
I tell you about it every chance I get.
But you're right. You're right. If somebody's talking to you one way at home, then give me that same love, the same adoration, whatever you're giving me on Facebook.
I think Jamisha had a great point where she said, you know, this thing doesn't have power over us. We give it power. And just like Nico said,
yeah.
you know, if in one moment you are telling me you love me, you adore me, da-da-da-da-da-da, but then the things that you post or the pictures that you place, your actions on this social media site are completely contrary to what's coming out of your mouth. And then you have the nerve to feel funny when somebody looks at you sideways and saying, I don't know if I can trust and believe what you're saying. Because my favorite saying is, if your mouth and your movements don't match, it don't matter. You know, so the things that you're saying, you know, especially when we're talking about the relationship aspect, is if you're telling me this when we're in person, but you're living this whole other life, which people tend to do on social media, you can be one way in person, and people will take on a whole other identity on social media, but they don't want you to question or doubt or feel some kind of way. How can I not do that when you're not being who you are?
You know what? Just delete them. Just delete them and shut the countdown.
That can be two different ways. Both of those sides, that in-person person and that person on Facebook, they're them. It's both of them is that one person. They just have to introduce oneself to the other.
And what I'm trying to say is I need to know both those sides because I don't want to be blindsided.
Everybody
I don't want
to be
blindsided. Right, and I don't want to be blindsided when I open my page.
Y'all both talking at the same time. I can't hear you.
I can't be in a relationship with two different people. You can't be one person on Facebook and one person on in real life. That's two different people.
If you have both of those people to you,
one side of you is fake, and the two of them are battling with each other. It's like I told this one guy, you can't be a freak today and a pastor tomorrow. You need to introduce two of them and come to a happy medium. They're battling for survival. You've got to introduce all of yourselves to yourself. You have to.
I just don't want to be blindsided. I never want to open up and be blindsided.
This is another thing I don't like about Facebook. If I repost a post someone posted,
it doesn't
necessarily mean it's about me. It just means I like what the post said. And I hate the fact that I have to keep repeating that every single time I post something like, this nigga ain't shit. That doesn't mean I mean my nigga ain't shit. I just like the post that was there. And I have to keep reiterating this every time. This doesn't mean that I feel like this. It just means I think it's funny.
You know, now, that is funny. That's human nature. People think if you post a thought, if you post a conversation, it's about
it's
you.
About you.
It's not about me.
Right.
I had a freaking
thought.
A moment was shared. It came up, and I was like, I wonder what other people think. It's
that's
not
exactly
necessarily
why I posted.
About
somebody
me.
Else an aha moment, or moment.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
The only reason why I do it.
It's not necessarily about me. And then people, and this is what I hate about social media. You have a moment, you post something, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm very expressive with my words when I decide to post something, and it's from me. It's going to be expressive, and it's going to whatever. It's going to bite or whatever. A hit dog will always holler because
say it again.
With something that's going on in your life, I don't know you. I don't know that your man just slept with your sister last night. I saw it on TV on a commercial. Don't come on social media and try to stab me in my back behind that because I don't know your issues. If I knew this was an issue for you, no way in West Hell would I have put your business out like that. It's just a coincidence.
But you guys,
that's all
you know,
it is.
Social media.
And I wish people would understand that.
But, you know, social media does have some great, you know, aspects to it as well as far as business and networking. And I know we mentioned
absolutely.
That briefly, but I just don't want our listeners to feel like we're killing social media. But now I have a question. Pinterest and Instagram, I don't know one from the other. I know you can post
pictures
on both.
But Pinterest is not like that. Pinterest is something you can go on and you find different vendors who make certain things. And that's what Pinterest is for.
Nico, what's Instagram? Because you're heavy on
Instagram.
Instagram is just for pictures.
Yeah, it's just for celebrities do Instagram. You can follow them. You follow your friends. You post pictures and you follow people. It's similar to Twitter, except for Twitter. I'm sorry, what?
But isn't that the same as Facebook? You post pictures and you follow people,
it's
right?
Instagram is strictly
pictures and short videos.
Yeah, it's not the same at all. It's completely different. It's not, you can't leave instant messages and messages back and all. You can't do, it's not made for that. It's just really for pics and little short messages you're leaving and people follow you to watch the pictures and stuff like that. Twitter is similar to more like Facebook, but not really Facebook either because you have so many followers and they can follow you all day long without,
In the world of privacy and us as Americans always screaming and yelling about privacy, why the hell do we want people following us that
we don't know?
We put our entire lives out there, but the first time somebody comes in and says something, that's my privacy. People say that people's houses get broken into because you put your entire life and every movement that you make on social media. And please understand that people who are on your social, they may not be wanting to do you harm, but somebody they know who can see your post if you have not put security on your page.
Right. That's why you have to have privacy.
People wonder why. People know where you are. People know what you're doing. And they take those opportunities to do harmful things because you put your entire life out for everyone to see. But then we're the first ones to holler, please respect my privacy. What privacy?
Yeah,
you put everything out there.
Everything you did from the time you woke up to the time you went back home and found your house empty.
That's what I was getting ready to say to you. When you said about people posting food, I cannot stand to have an update of everything you did for the last 20 minutes. I went to the bathroom. I read a book. I had an apple.
Oh.
I had some coffee. I called Jackie. Jackie said, "Please, I don't need to know all of that. I don't care. Those are people who
can't
use it.
Wait a minute. You know what? You know what totally shocked me? Is I stopped reading the newspaper. God forgive me, I don't support the newspaper anymore because I read too many different ones. So I go online and read the news. And I was like, you can comment on articles. This is cool. So I commented on an article about the draft last year. I will never forget this. I had no idea people would comment to you.
Oh, yes.
And you get these
notifications,
right? And I said something, and this girl goes, "See, that's what you get for being so fucking old." And I lost touch of reality on a public site. And I was like, "Trick, you don't know me." I Googled her ass. I posted her address, a picture of her house, and my plane itinerary and told I was coming to beat the shit out of her. Of course, I got a call from that site saying you can't do that. Why do these people respond to other people? That is the dumbest thing.
Because you're all under one group, and you can do that. Like, I'm on news1.com on Facebook, and when an article is written, you know, you and everyone who has liked news1.com can post something. And somebody, even though they're not your friend, they can come back and say ABCXYZ.
Oh, wait, Mama. Literally. You can pick an article on the internet and you can post to it, right?
Yeah.
You can respond. What tripped me out was that somebody responded to my reply, and I'm going, who the hell are you? And why do these perfect strangers think it's okay to start these little post wars with people? I'm never in the middle of that.
Well, because you get into it. So if
and you opened yourself
door,
up.
You open
when
up
you
the door,
open yourself
you
up,
right.
Yep. So once you go ahead and you post something, whether it be the internet or on Facebook or whatever, you have now kind of opened the door to say, you know what, I've opened myself up to anybody on this page or on this site.
No, on Facebook and the social networks, I got that. I did not know they would do it like on a Yahoo article or something like that.
Absolutely, because there are thousands of people
on so many different pages, though.
There are thousands of people who are reading it.
You post it. Someone else is going to post behind you, and they're going to post another comment you made. That's just, you know, how it is. But the funny thing about it is I just have to put this out there for all the noted people who are on my page. When I post things about my life, I'm an open book. I say it all the time. When it's something going on in my life and people say to me all the time, oh, you don't post your business, well, I'm doing whatever I want to do, but I don't care what people think about me. If I post it, then it's about me. If I post a comment about a repost, that's not necessarily about me and mind your damn business, because it's not always about me. I don't want to be in my man's page because I know how crazy I am, so I'm going to make sure that I just be friends on the outside, not on the inside, because I just can't. I can't do it. I know I can't do it. Just by listening to everything we were talking about today confirms that when you – and people say texting is bad because you misinterpret the things you read by a text. I misinterpret things that I see. Maybe I am looking for something, so I see it.
You are.
Incorrectly.
A lot of us are guilty of that because, and again, I don't, you know, for me, I can see this, you know, when you are sometimes not in a good place with friendships, relationships, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, your thought processes is different. And you look at things from a different angle than you would when everything is okay, unless you're just finding something that's just so blatant there's no other way to construe it. But a lot of times we are not in a good place. You look at things very differently. Like I said, how can we put a feeling or an emphasis on words that are written when we don't know if that's how that person meant it when they wrote it, or, you know, but we do that and we'll read between the lines how we want it to sound as opposed
to
for what it is.
Exactly. And you know, you don't even have to be in a bad place or in a bad mood. It's just, if you're, like, angry about something that somebody said once 50 years ago and you never let that go, every time that person types something, you're going to, no matter how it can be, the Pope is a great man, you're going to find something negative in that tone, the way it was said. You're just going to do it. That is
because
amazing.
Of the feeling you're in right
there. Everybody is capable of doing that.
Absolutely,
ladies,
because the feelings are still there. They haven't
caller.
Been rectified.
We have another caller there.
Thank you, Nico.
Good night,
thank
honey.
Bye, y'all.
Good night, baby. Love you.
We have another sister calling in. We love our viewers. We love our listeners. We love that they take the time to call in with us. Are you on the air?
Yes. Salaam alaikum.
Hello. Walaikum salam. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing fine. It's Talib. Hello, everyone.
So what
Hello.
Do you think about the Every Woman Talk Show talking about social media?
I just chimed in.
Okay. So what's your feeling on social media? I know both of us are friends on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I guess the topic for us is whether it's good for relationships, whether it's good for our children. We know it was designed for networking. We know it was designed to, you know, get back in touch with your old family, friends, or whatever. But what's your take on it?
You know what? Social network is what you make it. If you want it strictly to catch up with old friends, childhood friends, high school, college friends, what have you, and or family members. That's cool. I don't suggest divulging any of your personal business. If, you know, on Facebook, that's just not, if you're having marital problems or, you know, problems with kids, that's not the place for that. That's not the place for venting. Uh-huh. It's just, hey, how you doing? How you been? You know, you want to talk about the weather, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't
uh-huh.
Some people that you grade go away because that's none of their business. When you come back, you may well show pictures. I've been to Cancun, y'all.
Right.
I don't suggest
right.
that because those same Facebook friends are the ones going to come and rob you. You know, I just think it's more a social thing. I don't suggest going and meeting men or and or women because lots of times people are not who they say they are.
Right.
You know, and there's always individuals that are different. But on average, people put a fake name up there. You know, they put their
fake.
We
were talking about that earlier. Yep, we were talking about that earlier.
They become this person that they always wanted to be. So you.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. The person they've always wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I take it just as that, a social network. You socialize with those. And I don't see, me, I'm funny. I don't. If I don't know you, I'm not going to accept your friend request because I don't have no
that's
reason.
That's what we talk about, too.
You're not going
mm-hmm.
to. As you know, Uli, I probably have, I have over 400-something Facebook friends, but all of
mm-hmm.
them, except for two women because they were in their cell. So
mm-hmm. Well, with you, and it's funny because with her, she changed her name. So, I knew her as Khadija, but she changed her name. But when I saw the friend request, the reason why I friended her, not knowing who she was in the beginning, was only because she was a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
okay.
A Muslim sister friended me, not a problem. We're, you know, sisters in a religion, not a problem. But if it would have been any other person that I did not know the name, I did not friend you at all. You will sit in that friend box for forever.
Forever.
Because
forever.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I
yeah.
don't know you.
To be honest,
and until you inbox me and tell me where I know you from, you will not become my not that I am Beyonce. Or I have so much business I don't want you to know of. That's not it. That's not it at all.
You know
but what I don't understand is what do you need to be my friend for unless we are friends?
Yeah, because you know what? To be honest, I have over 400-some people that I'm friends with, and I know them all and are my family members. I don't even converse with them regularly. I may
mm-hmm.
send a shout-out once a year. This is, hey, what's going on every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't converse with
mm-hmm.
them on a regular basis. So to be honest, someone who I don't know, what are we going to talk about? What are we going
uh-huh.
to we have to converse
yeah.
about? So I'm not going to make up a conversation.
Or what are we networking about, right?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
it's no, unless, you know, you say you're Muslim, you want to learn about Islam. You
uh-huh.
know, it's like that. But even with that, I'm just funny because there are people up there that not that say they are, like I said, they say they one thing and they're not that person. They
right.
be somebody who they would have, or just to have a convert conversation. So I don't get
right.
caught up in that. And even my Facebook
right.
friends, I don't, it's nothing personal. I just don't have the time. By the time I sit there and check my 25, 30, 65 messages, honestly, that's 2 hours
uh-huh.
there.
That's
2 hours
all day.
Yes.
I know that's right.
But,
I know
yeah.
that's right.
But now, you guys, I have a question. The church I go to, they have to keep screens up. And during the service, people are tweeting and people are you know, posting on Facebook. And their messages and their posts actually come up on the screen. Now, it's supposed to be about the sermon and stuff.
Oh.
But, you know, because a lot of churches are trying to reach people and they figure, you know, the messages are going out over Twitter and Facebook. And
yeah.
some people will never go to church. But if they hear the gospel over Facebook and over Twitter, then, you know, I guess, that draws some. Me, that's
mm-hmm.
not my thing because people are constantly in their phones either to look at the Bible or to post on Facebook and Twitter. So what do y'all think
mm-hmm.
about that? Your church and the
posts
are popping up.
Cool. That's
yeah,
I don't think that's cool. I don't think that's cool.
I think
cool.
that goes back to what I said.
If you're in the house of worship, whatever house you choose to be in,
sit
here and worship.
It's about because you're missing something. You're at,
yeah,
while you're tweeting,
yeah.
while you're posting, while you're Pinteresting, while you're doing all those other things, you're missing something. But it goes back to what I said earlier, where there are people whose entire lives circle around being on these social media sites,
uh-huh.
and they can't leave them alone for a moment. I love Facebook. I find Facebook to be so entertaining and so funny. And the things that I like on it, I have more like pages than I do friends. So I would find recipes, and I find, like, the news1.com
right.
I was talking about, and I blackdoctor.org, those type of things. That's what you can find mostly on my page. So I'll go on during the course of the day, and I'll see those things, and that's what entertains me. But you have people who have to go on, and they have to post something, and they look forward to the number of people who will respond back to them, and that motivates them. And I'm not going to call anybody by name, but there's a gentleman who is on my page. We were friends quite some time ago, but we're not close anymore. But one day he posts every day, and he posts such ridiculousness. You know how when you were a kid, your mom or daddy would say you talk just because you got a mouth?
Uh-huh.
He posts just because he has the ability to do so. And he will post some of the most ignorant, buffoon things. And then when he posts something and people don't take him seriously, he gets upset. And he will say, oh, when I post something that makes everybody laugh, I can get 100 responses. But when I post something serious because I need something, nobody reaches out to me. Nobody takes you seriously because day after day after day,
they don't know when you're serious and when you're not.
Because you just want a response from people. And there are people who live every day just with the fact that somebody will respond to them in some kind of way. So you got to sit in the church house. And you got to post what you did last night? Are you serious?
They're talking about the message.
You're still missing something.
I think that's the most, that's taking it too far.
That's disrespectful.
When I first went to hell in Birmingham, and I was looking for a church, and I stopped by this church. I mean, it's like, okay, those people look like they're just having a good time. And so I read the sign that said, like us on Facebook. Why do I have to like you on Facebook, friends? And what happened to the sign that said services start, Sunday school start, Bible study?
Yes!
You telling me to like you on Facebook?
I've never heard.
And at the time, I was really on Facebook. I can't go to your church because I can't like you on Facebook.
If the pastor was talking and it was tweeting what he was saying as he was talking, I'm all for that because he's giving the word, and somebody who can't sit in church with you is getting
it.
If you're sitting listening, and you're tweeting what he's saying, you miss what the next thing he said.
Exactly.
So you're not even getting the whole thing.
You know what? That's what podcast is for. If you can't be in church, listen to it in archives.
That's too much for me.
This is what kills me. And I got on the guys in the sports group last night. I was like, you guys can't do two things at once to save your neck unless it's two women, but you can watch the game.
You still can't do that well either.
And you can watch the game and post play-by-play.
Uh-huh.
The technology has made all of you social multitaskers, but that's all you can do.
And lazy.
Absolutely.
That's all you can do, really, seriously. And to me, it's bad. And I hate the TV's doing it now. Oh, play the game while you watch the show. If I'm watching the game,
right,
how am I
going
to be liking you and following you on Twitter? That's the dumbest thing in the world to me. Are you kidding me?
I used to hate that with the Tyler Perry thing, like follow Twitter what you thought.
I don't care.
No. I turned on your show. You better give me some Nielsen ratings, and that's letting you know what I think about your show. Because that was how shows and networks, you know, found out that households were watching. Now you want to know what I'm feeling. Now you want to know what I'm thinking. So now you can like us on Facebook
or you can post on
Twitter.
No, but I can tell you your next plot for the next week. That's what you want to know. No, write your own damn plots because I'm not helping you because I don't get paid for it.
I think it's just too much.
I think social media needs to stop at the door of the church.
Yeah, absolutely.
Needs to stop at the door of family hour. And not just because my aunt makes us leave our cell phones and tablets and everything at the door when you walk through her door. But because she was telling the truth, because we were having
dinner
that Thanksgiving dinner and everybody was on the phone. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, again, you know, how do the way people the way churches evangelize is completely different nowadays. So the average person that doesn't go to church, they ain't just walking up in the door. So how do you reach that people? How do you reach that person?
Every Sunday when I'm here in Atlanta. Every Sunday when I'm here in Atlanta, faithfully, he sees me run in the morning. He's a pastor of a church. He knows I haven't found a church home here in Atlanta. Every Sunday, he's knocking on my door. Are you going to go to church with me today? If you don't go today, you know I'll be back next week. I'll give you a ride.
Who does that? But who does that anymore? What pastor does
in
that
in a bigger spectrum, Jackie, what's your take on it?
Okay, you know, you guys, you know, my pastor was on before, and, you know, we have a Christian Love Baptist Church. We have a Facebook page, and the administrator at our church, she will post what is going on in our church on our Facebook page, because a lot of, not only do our members look on it, but we have a lot of people who just know about our church. Our church is very popular. It's not very big, but it's very popular. So there are people who will say, oh, okay, the five, you know, they're having the 5 o'clock sermon, or they're having the 11 o'clock, or, you know, this
so
is what the church
is doing. Giving your itinerary. That's different.
Right. And from time to time, there will be snippets of our services on the Facebook page. And that's all it really is. It's just
right,
to kind of be informative as to what is going on in the church. But all that other stuff, no, no.
Right. And
then we also watch
them. Let the listener, let our caller answer that. What do you think about it?
I don't know if our caller is. Caller?
Did we lose her?
I think we did.
Hello?
Okay,
so she's not there anymore. Okay.
That's the way it should be. It shouldn't be like us on Facebook, catch my sermon as they tweeted on Sunday morning. I just think there's
a time and a place, and we are taking it way out of context when it comes. Yeah, absolutely. I really do.
But I think the term social media should not even be there anymore, because actually it's making us be less social. Social meant once upon a time that, you know, Sig, Jackie, Nate, Uli, we got together and we did, we socialized. Our children, our adults, and everything in the middle, they don't know how to socialize. Their version of socialization is being a group on Facebook or being a group on Twitter. I mean, I think it's great because we can send out some plans all together. I think, you know, and for us to get together.
But you could do that. By making a phone call or a damn invitation or text or whatever.
You know what?
The way technology is going, people are going to start
thinking they can text God a prayer. And I'm really going to be
done
with you.
Do. They absolutely do. But I think technology is doing nothing more than taking away social interaction. And
I agree. And you know what? If you look at certain groups of people who all they do is social media and they text all the time, their social skills are very much
poor. They're poor and they're limited because you don't know how to speak, or you don't know how to conduct yourself. You don't know how to behave. You don't know how to interact with other people.
They're becoming so introverted. They don't want to be around live human beings. They don't want
to. Why do I need to be? And a lot of people feel that way. Why do they need to be?
Ladies, we have less than 6 minutes, 7 minutes to go, so we're going to start wrapping it up. Let me ask everybody what their take is for the night, what your closing remarks. Nate, let's start with you.
Okay, social media, are we using it incorrectly? Absolutely. You know what, there are some that use it correctly for business purposes and for keeping up with family and keeping in touch. That's excellent. But some people with the games and, you know, I'm getting my hair done or I walked down the block, yes, incorrectly, is too much. It's too much. Cut it off for a minute and socialize some other way. That's my take.
What do you think?
Stop posting selfies. Stop posting them damn raggedy pictures of food and you didn't go to culinary school. It's not appetizing. It's ruining my appetite. And I usually turn it on and right before I'm about to eat, and it really pisses me off.
Well, you have to stop doing that.
Wait a minute. I got my Black History thing I got to do real quick.
Come on.
Mr. Hassani Pettiford, I love that guy. Awesome motivational speaker. Just released a book. I posted it on Facebook.
But that's all right.
Why?
That's an appropriate way to use our social media.
Why we hate Black women and why we should love them. It's not about Black men hating the Black woman so much as everybody hating a Black woman for the last 300 plus years. It is an awesome read. You can download it on Kindle. It's Hassani Pettiford. You can get it on Amazon. I'm telling you, that book is awesome. I think everybody, not just women, not people of certain age, not people of certain color, everybody who can read, see Dick and Jane run with Spot, needs to read that book.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to copying a copy.
Yeah. Jackie, what are you thinking?
Social media, it again, I think the caller who called in and said it's what you make it is probably right on. You know, social media can be helping and on the one hand, and it can be damning on another. You know, it's all in how much power you allow it to have or how much power you give it, how you feed into it. It has been wonderful for me in some instances, and in some instances I allowed it to break my heart or I allowed it to evoke emotions that I really shouldn't have. It's all in your perception, and I just think that people will kind of need to slow down on social media, on just the things that you're putting. Stop putting your life or living your life through social media. You have a life, and before you look up and realize it will be gone, don't use it all on social media.
Amen.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Well, I just feel the same way all you guys feel. I just feel like social media should be used for just that, networking, getting in touch with old friends and family members, putting out a mass text for things like our show. I send it out to all my Facebook friends, things of that nature. But for me, it's contact. I need to see you. I need to touch you. Because you might say something, I want to smack you. You might say something, I want to touch you. I might want to kiss you. I need to be in your presence. That's the socializing I want to do. I don't want to do the media thing online. I want to be able to be in your presence so that we can spend time together and joke and laugh. Because you know what? What somebody says to you via inboxing you on Facebook or texting you, you don't know what they're saying by their facial expressions, but I can tell you what you're saying or what you're feeling if I'm looking at you, if I'm looking directly in your face. Other than that, you know, another good night, ladies.
Wonderful,
yes,
ladies.
Definitely.
It's been a pleasure,
great
as
show.
Always.
Love the show.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
And
completely.
You know what, ladies? We did it. We need to give ourselves a round of applause because
we
doggone good tonight.
We doggone
yes.
good. We were every woman and we were the only women. Listen, we what we want, and we keep asking our callers over and over and over again. We've got 3 minutes. We want you guys to send us some topics. We know we're getting ready to brainstorm after this show that the four of us are going to get together and come up with our next topics. But we want to hear what you guys want to hear about. We want to know what you guys are thinking.
So hit
us
up on Facebook or call us.
Facebook.
All
or text us if you got our numbers. Or call us if you have our numbers. Or, you know, or text God and God will get it to us. You know, however we want to do it. But make sure you hit us up. It's been good. It's been real. Good night.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
We shut down. We didn't always receive it because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
Just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show.
I am Natay, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening. Uli, Signature, and Jackie, we're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about...
Shadow, radio, 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 rad Shadow, radio, 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 rad